Let's get an extremely local news report from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joining us. Seamus, good morning. We were talking yesterday about no Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago next year. Do we know why? I was trying to figure this out yesterday, and no one seemed to come up with any good reason. Did you find anyone out?
Hey, Bob. Yes, good morning. You know, there's a handful of reasons. They were, as oftentimes they are when these things go under, they're a little, you know, vague about the exact reasons, but there's a couple things we can look at. 19 years in Union Park, you know, the attendance had been it had been dropping in recent years. The pandemic, obviously, they canceled it in 2020, and this particular festival wasn't sort of drawing the same crowds that it used to. But I think, you know, looking deeper at it, the Pitchfork website, which had covered music, it was bought by Condé Nast in 2015. It had been independent before that. Condé Nast has made a bunch of changes. They rolled actually Pitchfork into GQ earlier this year and laid off a lot of the Pitchfork workers. So, I think we can look a little bit at potential cost savings that Condé Nast was looking for with the overall Pitchfork brand. I wouldn't say it had run its course in Union Park, because it still got big crowds and big names. Carly Rae Jepsen and Alanis Morissette were headliners at the last one, but yes, it's just been I think it's been a grind that, you know, the pandemic took a lot out of organizers of things like this. When you got to pull everything together, it's a year-long project to pull together, and I think just sort of the vibe of actually organizing it had faded amid these corporate cuts as well.
Guess so. All right, let's leave because it's starting to get cold, and for the first time since the 70s, you can take an Amtrak train Chicago to Miami. That's going on now, isn't it?
Right. Yes, exactly. I thought you might be interested in this one. I don't know if Marianne wants to be on an Amtrak for 47 hours to get to Miami, but yeah, they hadn't had this route since the 70s, but Amtrak just rolled it out. It's basically just combining the Capital Limited that runs to DC from Chicago and the Silver Star, which runs up and down the East Coast, but yes, they've rolled them together. You can now hop on a train to Union Station, end up in Miami. Like I said, it does take 47 hours, but here's interesting: it's a one-way ticket's only $100. So if you've got 2 days and you want to only spend $100, and you can ride in coach for 47 hours, it could be the way to go. To get a sleeper car, it's more like $1,000. But I took the city of New Orleans down to New Orleans for the Bears game last year, and I rode and coached for 18 hours. And I got to say, it is a blast hanging out with Chicago people for 18 hours. Like, you hear some weird stuff, and you see a lot of sights when the sun comes up.
Yeah. But, if you're going with your wife, it'll test your marriage, too.
It could test your marriage as well. You may want that sleeper car and not just ride and coach the whole time. But it's a fun trip. You get to see a lot of America that you're not, that you don't see from the highways.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love the list you have at blockclubchicago.org of bakeries and great Thanksgiving pies in Chicago. How did you assemble this list?
Yes, we're here to help. So we rounded up dozens of local pie places for Thanksgiving. Our writer Lisa Seamus, not to be confused with me, pulled this all together and just really, reached out to people for some of their favorites, some of the old favorites as well, and just solicited folks to let us know their favorite places. You know, the key with Thanksgiving pies is you got to order them probably now, because they sell out really quickly. A lot of these places basically shut down operations and turn into just pie making places, because you can't make these, weeks in advance. You really, some of these doughs need to be worked the day before. So there's a lot of them out there. We've got links to everyone that you can order online with their offerings. But there's some fantastic ones. They're from all over the city, like Brown Sugar Bakery down in the Grand Crossing neighborhood. There's a place called Andros Taverna that's on the north side that makes Greek style pies. So it's not just it's not just apple and pecan. There's a little bit of everything. They're savory, they're sweet, and it will make you very hungry. But yeah, I definitely encourage people, if they want to get on the list, do it now, because you'll probably just laugh if you call on Wednesday asking if they have any pies left.
Yes, very handy to have this time of year. Very timely. BlockClubChicago.org for that list. I would add my favorite, JR's Bakery, 2841 Howard. Fantastic. JR's. So I'll add that to your list.
It's about 3 blocks from my house, Bob. I can walk there, and I've done it a lot. They have a cheesecake factory going on in the back that you don't even know about. That's enormous. Great stuff at JR's.
I'm sure you can smell it from your place. Thank you, Seamus. You have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.